And welcome to another episode of Pasty in the Jam.
Yeah.
It's your boy Pace, and with me as always, no, that's not poop on his pants. He just sat in a leftover candy bar from last night. Jammer Bundle.
It's me, that's right. You know me too well. It was a Snickers.
Whole bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
What we got? Never living that down. I'm still, and I don't care. Saying it was the number two podcast of all time is one of our best jokes.
To be fair, you've brought it up. I feel like you keep bringing it up more than anyone else.
I know. I think so. So,
what's the tank of the week, Benny Bundle?
The tank of the week. This is from a bar called Zombies, which is in Amarillo, Texas, and it's shouting out to AG because AG, the Cobden Clobbers. If any town is close to Cobden, it's fucking Amarillo, Texas, because it's just flat. They talk about fantasy. They talk about football all day. Town shuts down on Friday nights. There's one bar that was open on Monday, and it was this fucking place called Zombies. The kitchen was closed, so we had to order food in. It just felt so much Cobden around me. I was in love.
Amarillo, yeah, not on the bucket list for probably anyone in the world, but glad you got to go there and see how electricity is made. Do you get it? Is it the bicycles still, or do we have a better understanding of it now?
No, still the bikes.
Okay, good to know. Going green.
Yeah, that's right. You know us.
Well, we're going to get into the Week 8 recap, but first, I just wanted to get this out of the way so it's not awkward. You can see there what I'm wearing on my right hand, 2005 state championship ring. Wearing it today to celebrate the Springfield Tigers, who just won the section championship against MCC. We're going back to state, baby.
We're going back to state. You know me. Let's go.
Undefeated. Haven't lost all year. Ranked number one. They may do it. And wow. I got to say, I'm rooting for them, but it's a little bittersweet. I think this is how the 72 Dolphins must feel.
Yeah.
Because, you know, right now, I'm part of the only state championship team in Springfield history.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think I don't think it diminishes your legacy at all. You got there first. You did it.
Well, you know, back then it was harder. The rules are so soft nowadays. Like, Jesus.
Protect
the quarterbacks. You can't even hit anybody over the middle. Yeah, I used to go over the middle.
I'm about to get lit up by some of those JUCO boys.
I'm sure this
I
is
wasn't
very,
scared.
Very entertaining to all those in the world who are, you know, interested in the inner workings of Class A football in Minnesota.
Which is hilarious because Wayzata and like Eden Prairie, I think, are Class 6A or 7A, which just is, it goes by size of school, right? But
yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah. We're bigger than nine, man. So it is a full football.
There
it's
you go.
The normal rules, at least.
It's a full 11 squad.
Just a Class A juggernaut, though. We were in the state championship last 2 years, but we haven't been able to knock off Minnesota. Maybe this will be the year. Anyway,
I hope so.
Let's get into the Week 8 recap, Jammer Bundle.
Let's do it.
And another loss for the Squirrels.
God damn it. And speaking of high school sports, our high school coach, even though he coaches track, this fucking guy, Jime, the Lone Badger, scoring 117 points to our 95.72. I even asked him to stop scoring points, but he couldn't even do it. Is this revenge for never having you on the pod, Jime? Tell me. I'm so sorry, dude. We'll get you on at some point in time. Hurts more with Kirko leading the way. Kirko Chains got 28 points last week, and that was the best Jime player on the squad. Really, really good work. We're still scoring the most points, though. It's kind of shaping up to be that squirrel playoff berth. We're going to sneak back door in, and then maybe we get some magic later. And then also, let's fucking do roto scoring. Why don't we do this?
It would take way too much coordination and agreement of 14 moronic men coming together for that to happen on chicken scratch paper. I don't think we'll ever be able to implement it, man, but we should.
Yeah. What did Tyler say, working through the dumb, when we were all trying to coordinate the draft time that we had already agreed upon and then it had to be redone? You're right. We're never fucking doing anything.
No, I don't. It's too much work. But shout out Jime. 6-2, tied for the top record in the league. And yeah, your squirrels better get on it here.
I know, dude. But hey, we live to die another day. The squirrel in the yard was still sacrificed for us. We're going to be good. We're going to be solid at the end of this. I don't care. Me and Hannah coming out on top. Next matchup, we got the Colorful Carpies, 102.48 versus over, I guess I appreciate the hustle, 91.7. Favreto's realized that he kind of likes fantasy football this year, I guess, which is funny. But Griff ain't afraid no ghosts, and he's shake and baked his way to a victory, because if you're not first, you're last. JT Roundhouse kicked you to the face, Fabi. Save me Tom Cruise, a.k.a. Kyler Murray, because I think they're like the same height. Those were quotes because Griff was dressed as Ricky Bobby yesterday for Halloween, and Favreto and Dino were the cutest goddamn Ghostbusters you've ever seen.
Oh, I didn't see any of those photos.
Well, Griff didn't take any photos. He just handed out candy as giant, tall Ricky Bobby.
I was referring to Favi and Dino, oh. I guess. Favreto, drop a Halloween picture in the snap.
Yeah. Let's see it.
And sorry if I messed up, if I was the reason you lost by not being able to put whoever Spears is back on your roster. Is that good running back?
That was this game. Tyjae Spears, he plays for the Titans. I don't know. He might have done something last week. I don't know.
He's back on the roster now, though.
Call us in the next 10 minutes if you know what Tyjae Spears did last week.
Stree's Nuts moves up to 5-3 with a victory over Symes. Rough year for Symes' squad.
Tough year, because Symes scored 116 this week, which would have beaten a lot of other squads, including Fabretto and the aforementioned Squirrels. But Strat put up 133.6 points. Really good work. The Stratioti family rocked it as Paw Patrol yesterday. Cute as hell. I've never seen Paw Patrol, but I have some ideas for how the theme song goes. Teenage Mutant Ninja Paw Patrol. Paw's doing jobs. Paw Power. That might not be it. Gotta catch them all. Paw Patrol. That also might not be it. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. Way too cool for 7th grade. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. Anyway, I don't know the theme song to Paw Patrol. You know, it's at least it's not Blippi. Anyway, Bijan Rubelson led that team, and Marshall Harrison Jr. ate. Ladd McRocky wagged his tail from the flex spot to do his absolute worst in the end zone to whatever team the Chargers were playing. That was Paw Patrol stuff.
Why Marshall?
Marshall, that was that's one of the characters in Paw Patrol.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
I don't know Paw Patrol yet. I suppose that's in my next year or two.
I assume it's probably coming.
I hate all those fucking, they're so catchy, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
This week I've had baby ghost, baby ghost. Because we've been listening to the Halloween remix to the songs. And
why does that exist?
They did the Monster Mash, the Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
So, can't wait to learn about Paw Patrol. I like Bluey. I have watched a little of that.
Oh, nice.
But that's coming up. Anyway.
I've heard Bluey is pretty good.
The dad always looks fucking miserable, and it's really funny. winks or like not head nods to parents.
Okay,
so it's kind of funny.
All right, but respect it.
They'll be like, oh, let's play Hotel, and he's like, oh, fucking great, Hotel, my favorite. Anyway,
awesome. Next we've got the battle for Chicago supremacy. It's been a cummy generation. 112.56 over the Butt Dr. Queef Momster, 98.76. The battle for Chicago supremacy, plus Stad. And Stad counts because Stad was on that trip when we all went there to support Ty applying to Notre Dame. Why did we all go there? I mean, I'm really happy we did, but what was the reason behind it? Did he get in already?
No, wasn't that the... there was two of them, wasn't there? We went for graduation, but I don't think that was the one. Because no, more people were on that one, right?
Yeah.
I think Tyler was doing his visit or something. He was like checking out the campus and stuff.
Okay.
Or like orientation, maybe.
Got it.
And I just remember drinking in the car all the way to Chicago.
All the way. I miss those days.
You and Sad much. Just like hammered.
Just housing beers.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Those were the best drives. Oh yeah. So Bino figures the guy that the beautiful blonde wife lets Travis Kelce lead his team to victory. Great work, Beans. Kicked into D this week, which we haven't had an update in the last 3 weeks, was a tie. I think adding a kicker to your team really helps. Beano's Bears weren't that awesome, but Stad and Ty were more concerned about Gopher homecoming this weekend because we absolutely fucking dominated. Get off, Maryland. Next matchup, we got Butt Cheese Gaggle Squeeze 109.72 over Duracar Thrall 91.82. What happened to the Thrall?
Where do we begin?
Where can we begin? They started out so hot, but like last week they scored. They had Rico.
Oh,
Nadal
you're talking
in
about
the lineup.
Fantasy. Got, okay.
Well, both maybe. There's just a bad bench week for him. Rico Dowdle scored 0 points. Tough week for our cheese-loving friends. But Pat, though, Cook and Kittle, Rook and Skittle, Russ and Tucker, Cuss and Fucker, Gibbs and Hunt, Flibs and Cunt. I don't know. That was some witch spell that Pat put on the team to make him take that victory.
You're bringing the rhyming back. I've been waiting for this. Yeah. Russ and Tucker, Cuss and Fucker, Gibbs and Hunt, Flibs and Cunt.
Yep.
Perfect. Putting out a fortune cookie.
Yeah. All right. And the game of the week, AG's Cobden Clobbers 138.44 versus Johnny's Just Here for the NFTs 119.86. That's not his actual team name, but it is now. Cincy's D for Johnny got minus 4 points. Cade Otten. What the fuck is a Cade Otten? Scored like 20 points for AG. This is one of those mystical deals that AG knows that nobody else does, and he just puts it in there. Great, great work. Johnny would have beat a lot of other teams this week, but that's all right. That's how the cookie crumbles. Jalen Hurts finally showed up, got 35. Kyle finally wasn't the pits out in Atlanta. That dude hasn't showed up since he got drafted. Devontae Smith, Heisman into the end zone. Bottom line, AG28, man. He really good at fantasy, man. He fast, man. AG28. Rocking all the way to that chip, probably. I think he's in first, too.
He is tied for first with Jime. Cade Otten actually on John's team. Oh. He's the tight end for Tampa Bay, I guess.
Maybe I should have wrote that down differently.
Yeah. Don't fact check us. This is a free podcast.
This is free.
AG in prime position, looking for a repeat on his championship. He does
oh,
it every year.
Back to back. Yeah.
Where is Alex? I haven't seen Alex in forever. I miss you, Al. Let's hang
Me
out.
Me too.
Yeah, bastard. All right.
Bastard.
Well, thank you, Jammer, for the week 8 recap. We will be right back with our awards segment. Stay tuned. Oh, boy. We got a hearty lineup of awards for everyone this week. Oh, no, wait. First and foremost, we haven't done this in a while since we have a name for our awards now. Jam, you want to reveal it? Courtesy of Joseph Alvareto, submitted into the mailbag. Do you remember this?
No.
You don't remember? Do you? It was late. The Honkies, yeah.
The Honkies, yeah.
A phenomenal job by Joe Favretto. That's why they pay you the big bucks, Joe. But, yeah, this is not just awards anymore. These are the Honkies. The You Honk, We Drink Awards. The Honkies. I love that. Woo. Perfect.
Clap it up for Joe. Pat on the back. Absolutely killing it with that name. I'm sorry I forgot it. Let's get on the Honkies.
Yeah, put it on a hat. He even did some AI art of what the trophy would look like. We might have to get some made.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's a great call.
Hell yeah. The first award, Vinny Chase gets Aquaman, a.k.a. the best thing to happen to the crew.
Victory! Yeah!
Oh, you took away some of the stuff you had in there. But I have one, which was Dempsey got a new job. So congratulations to Joseph Dempsey for getting out of, what did he call it, the deep hell of Arkray or something.
Yeah, the deep hell of Arkray. So if you have any Arkray Joe Dempsey business cards, hold on to those. Those are collector's items now. Maybe frame it. But yeah, I took out my stuff because Vinny Chase gets Aquaman and Dempsey getting a new job. Same fucking thing. That's what this award is for. We celebrate our victories. Good work, Joe. We're all proud of you.
Good work, Joe. And hopefully you've been diddling in the pooters, as Tyler said.
Taking all the poops.
Diddling in the pooters. That's what they hired you for. Diddling Joe Dempsey. Congratulations.
Diddling Demps.
Next award, I don't have friends, I have family. The best family story.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Yeah, I was driving around Plymouth the other day, and turns out Johnny's brother Chris is running for something in Plymouth. I have no idea what it is, so good for him. And then this Eganauts game rolled out yesterday, or whenever that happened.
Well, this goes to John, too, but Chris is like the most motivated person.
Oh, dude.
I don't know him, so I'm not going to say that I've ever met. I've met him. I was terrified of him when I met him because he like tried to kill Pat and I at John's or at Dave's house in the pool. and like his buddy, his other buddy who was there, his buddy was definitely coked up out of his mind.
Jesus.
Yeah, they had like their belts off and they were just like fucking just trying to literally just beat people, and they kicked Ray's car out because Ray's, I don't know, rubbed them the wrong way or something.
Oh, God.
But Chris has like two kids, yet has like does he sleep? He does like more business ventures and all this shit. He's like the most ambitious person ever. Yeah. So good luck on whatever you're running for. You would have got my vote. And the Huguenots are cool. I just don't understand any of it.
Nope.
but yeah, speaking of the Peterson family and best family stories, Aaron and Petey, not one, but two babies. They have their surrogate baby coming in a few months. And then if you were at the baby shower for the first baby, it was revealed the miraculous story that Aaron is also pregnant. And so double the trouble. They get, one of each. Exciting and happy for them.
They're going back to back.
And the last one I have here, best family, it has to be said, for those of you that are parents, you know this. Favreau solo parented for 11 days, which I don't know how he did that, but shout it to him because that's no easy feat.
Give that man his flowers. Comes up with the honkies and then solo parent Dino for 11 days. Is there anything this man can't do?
He even built a shed.
And he built a shed!
Used that term a little generously, I think, because it was like a plastic shed that he just put together. But built a shed to me is like you're laying the framing, the 2x4. You know? I was like, holy shit, I can't picture you building a shed. And then it turns out because he did it. But you know.
I think growing up where you grew up versus where he did have very different
ideas. He put a shed together. He assembled the shed. Yeah.
And it's still standing probably, so that's a plus. That's huge.
It's still a productive task.
It is. I've never done that.
The Washed Award.
When it is done, and Gotham is ashes, then you have my permission to die.
Not a lot of candidates for this over the weeks, but I will say, speaking of PD's baby shower, that was on a Saturday, and I had texted Dempsey that Saturday morning, and I was like, hey, man, or I texted him Friday night even, I think. But I was like, hey, man, I'm going to go to PD's tomorrow. Are you going to be there? I kind of have the green light to stay out all night. Want to go out? And Joe's like, I'd go out for a little bit, but I don't want to do anything too crazy because I start my new job on Monday. And I was like, well, you have all day Sunday to recover. But that was too much, I guess. That seemed pretty washed to me. Now, I will say he's right because two-day hangovers are very real.
Two-day hangovers are because we're washed now. Like,
yes,
exactly. If this was 10 years ago, he'd be fine. He'd go out. He'd be like, yeah, I'll just get some Pedialyte in me, get a Gatorade orange juice combo. He'd be fine. But, yeah, yep, the prime example.
Yes.
But we're proud of you, Joe. Way to make smart decisions.
The epitome of washed, because totally I can identify with that. You have to think 2 days ahead now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one I had, as I was typing my notes into this document, I don't know what you've done to it, but all of the formatting and like the font sizes are different in places where they're supposed to be consistent. And then the fonts themselves, you had like Arial down on Shit Happens We Drink and the rest of it is in Calibri. And so I started fixing it, and then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? This doesn't matter. Why do I care about what our stupid podcast notes look like? And that was pretty washed that I thought that was pretty washed to be formatting a fake podcast.
Note. A fake podcast? A document that no one sees besides you and me?
Yeah. So, anyway.
sorry about that.
Next award, Jammer.
Autobots, roll out! The best AI drawing of the week. It should probably go to the Honkies Award, but I forgot what that looked like. So it's going to Griff, who made Drunk Me as a Leprechaun somehow, with a floating beer on my wrist for when I made AI images instead of recording the pod when I was down in Texas and Colorado. And it's got like a construction vest on and the hard hat. It's and he's just staring at his phone like a putz, just drinking and making fun of his friends. It's exactly how I looked.
you know, this specific award doesn't really work on a podcast because you can't.
It doesn't. This is bad.
We might have to cut it.
I think so.
Here's this picture that only Jammer and I are looking at, everyone. Let me describe what it looks like to you. There is a yellow hard hat slightly off center to the right. It is parallel to the beer on Jammer's right arm.
Yep. Anyway. But you had a good point, though. Can AI edit the pod? Have we talked about this already?
Yes, because the new... So if we started using actual good software to record on, we use an online thing called CleanFeed. But if we are using actual software, they have AI built in now that'll automatically clean up your audio for you.
Wow. So we something could do that, that we'd have to pay for?
Ah, no. Just float the high seas, my friend.
Maritime law?
Yeah.
Nice.
Next award, here comes Salami Jam. I think this is the only honky we really care about. What's the jammiest moment of the week? I hope you didn't have any bowel issues. It has been a while, though.
I mean, there's probably something. Well, we get into a little bit of that later. But I think the jammiest moment, and there might be a new segment coming out, Roommate Corner. Ooh. Are we joking about me moving into Airbnb yet? Yeah, fuck it. We're going to do it. Moved into Airbnb last week. I fucking love it here. It's awesome. We have fun all the time. It's just a house of love. We laugh. And it's just the greatest. Gretchen's a phenomenal cook. Obviously, me, I'll be thick as thieves. It's incredible. We showed up as Mahomes, Travis, and Taylor in the Halloween costume last week. It was perfect. And our thruppledom. So yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah, I'll just say that I'm just fucking glad we don't have to listen to Nelly whimper in the background anymore.
There you go.
And go forward. But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
The dumbest thing to happen this week.
This is obviously a me-heavy segment and awards because I'm just send us your awards. If you did something dumb or if you want to hear about it or if someone else did something dumb, send an email to yhwdleague@gmail.com. We can get other people in here. But my dumbest thing of the week was thinking I could eat an entire Mesa pizza size pizza by myself. I was going to do an eating challenge when I was down in Amarillo, where I got this shirt, actually. This is the food that we had to order in. So I was going to try to eat a 72-ounce steak and with, sides and stuff. But we talked to somebody that worked there previously, and it was, worse conditions than when worked at Brugger's and, put his dick through the bagels. apparently the place that I was gonna do the 72-ounce steak at serves rotted meat to people consistently, and to pick it up off the floor, just throw it back on the plate. So we're like, nah, we out. So instead, they ordered me the biggest pizza they could find, all the toppings. I tried to get it done. I had four slices. I was moving through it real quick. I had an hour to do the whole thing. And I got I ate the first slice in 90 seconds, which I was pretty happy about. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I can do this. I got this. They go down way slower after that. It's so hard. I'm like folding it, dunking it in beer. I think drinking beforehand didn't help because I had beer and shots. And then I had a tequila shot. I thought that was going to get me moving. It did not. But at the end of the day, am I happy I did it? Yes. Was it stupid? Also, yes.
Did you finish all of it?
No. Oh. I only got through, I ate five slices of eight. But the coolest thing I did during the video was I took the shot.
I saw that.
Took a shot of tequila.
Kobe.
And then slammed it down. Yes. And threw the lime over my back shoulder, yelled Kobe, and it went in.
I meant to ask you, is that one take?
One take.
That
one
looked cool
take.
As hell because you were not looking. So little note, our best chance of going viral is the last episode when you detailed how you shit your pants to the yeah. entire world. Our second best chance of going viral is by exposing the dick and bagel scandal that happened at Brugger's.
Yeah.
And what that could possibly do to that franchise. is. I could see that being a news headline.
Right? Like, on the Chiron on the bottom, it's just scrolling across.
Yeah.
Brugger's investigated for high school managers. Because it was, like, the greatest... I don't know how they let this happen, but... And I'm pretty sure... all worked at the Brugger's in Wayzata, and they would just fuck around all day.
Dick and Bagel. I'm going to redact the names from that, just in case.
Yeah, good call.
We'll leave the tidbit in, and just a little, whatever the, I guess, food version of an Amber Alert is to the audience to maybe think twice about eating at Brugger's.
So the names have been changed to protect the non-innocent in this story, but you know who you are.
All right, next award.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Most unexpected thing to happen.
The most unexpected. Well, we just got a text that Tyler fucking saw a bear in a tree.
He did. I don't. Where are you? And then I was like, oh, he must be up north at his cabin, maybe. But there there are bears like that come around here.
Oh, for real?
Like that come down to like the Twin City area. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. They can smell the menstruation.
Must be.
Somebody said you're never more than 3 feet from a bear.
Ever.
So my original thing, while we wait to understand the Tyler story, was I saw a fucking rattlesnake get murdered, and it was awesome. I kind of rehashed the story already, but there was a rattlesnake when we were down in Texas, and it was just curled up under this bush, and it was going like you hear the rattle going, and it's like, shit, everybody kind of freezes. And then so there, it's me and like our film crew, and then like all of the linemen that are wearing all their protective gear, steel toe boots, etc. I'm wearing Lululemon pants and tennis shoes. The rattlesnake is obviously biting me first if anything goes down. So one of the linemen grabs a shovel, hucks it up in the air, and it's really pissed now. And then it goes out to its full length, and then he just stabs the shit out of it with a shovel. And you have to bury the head because apparently it was a little one. It was a juvenile, so not the rapper. But the young ones don't know how to control their venom yet, so you have to bury the head, or else it's still poisonous. Its jaws are like still flexing after it dies. It was fucking nuts.
Whenever I wonder why the fuck do I live in Minnesota, I hate living here for 6 months out of the year. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I hear stories like this, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's why.
Oh right, yeah, we don't do that.
No, the bears that we do have are cute, and they just like up in the trees. That's terrifying. Wouldn't it be weird to live in a place where you like constantly have to worry about shit like that?
About actual things that can kill you outside?
Like you're out for like a hike or a run and you might just get bit by a rattlesnake that could literally kill you.
Absolutely crazy. Like Van Lathan on Higher Learning, he's terrified of mountain lion that's in California.
Sure.
So he carries a stick with him wherever he goes. So in case mountain lion shows up, he can just poke at it.
Yeah. Our worst case here is like you might have a cranky coyote or something.
Coyote the mosquitoes might eat you to death.
There's that. Zeta.
Yeah. Zika.
Zika. Zima? What is it? I don't know. One of those.
It's Zika. Zima's a beverage.
Sure. We do have a Tyler Hartson Pookie Award this week.
We sure do. All right. Tyler texted us. Thank you, Ty. This is perfect. This is exactly what we were looking for. Do you want to read the first text or the second text?
I'll read the first one. You can read the second one.
Okay.
So Jam asked, you know, if Tyler had any Pookie Award for us. He said, sorry, boys, was hitting the ice right when you texted. Oh, the Pookie segment. Love it. Pookie is two things that shouldn't be together, but kind of works out. Or Pookie is two things I love that are just combined into one. Or Pookie is Hawk to a girl's boyfriend. Given there's rumors... spelt R-O-O-M-E-R-S. Given there's rumors out there that Sam Darnold is her boyfriend, let's give the first Pookie out to Freddie Freeman. Because, my God, a home run in 6 straight World Series games is pretty damn epic. And he's our age and handsome bloke. His teeth are so perfect, I'd like to know if they're real. Any girl should be dripping wet to have him as their Pookie. Bonus, I saw a video of him last week playing ball with his kid. He smashed a wiffle ball so damn far the kid didn't know what to do and gave up. It was awesome.
Dominating wiffle ball, especially over little children, is like Tyler's favorite thing. So I love that got in there.
No, I thought that would be it, but then He sent a follow-up, Jim.
Right. He needs to defend his answer. So here's how Freddie Freeman's World Series went. Grand Slam in Game 1 effectively won them the World Series. He flipped an entire series in one swing. Yanks were about to steal Game 1 on the road, and he steals it right back in the 10th. Then, Game 3, first game in New York, he goes yard for a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. So those fucking Yanks fans spent $10,000 to be miserable for an entire game. That is really funny. And if you didn't watch Game 5, watch the 5th inning of Game 5. The Yankees made 3 errors I thought only a Twins team could ever do. Two of the plays are so fundamental, I'd expect a Little League World Series to make them 99% of the time. Couldn't have happened to a better fan base slash team. Ty might be a bandwagon Dodgers fan, and I'm here for it.
Was not the Pookie I was expecting, but Pookie will take. Thanks for the World Series recap, Tyler.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back with Shit Happens.
We drink.
Also, did you just get in trouble for the first time as your roommate? You had to shut the door. You're being too loud.
Yeah. I think she just didn't want a preview of the pod because they listened to it specifically with each other.
This is going to be Griff lived with me after graduation in my college frat room.
Yeah.
At DU. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's going to be awesome. And then like 2 months passed, and I was like, man, you got to get out of here. So I'm just here to follow along for when they kick you out.
Oh, yeah. I'm allowed to be here till New Year's. Then we reassess.
Got it. All right. We'll be right back. And we're back. Time for another week of Shit Happens.
We drink, my friend. Let's get this started with the coolest photo that's ever been taken in the history of Minnesota. Maybe second coolest, depending on if you like the Randy Moss KG one better. Actually, that one's probably the first. The Ant and Jets photo is so sick. I want it on a shirt. I want it on a hat. I want it as my background. I just love every single thing about it. The interview was fun. They seemed like they were boys when they were taking it, too. It was just a really good experience to be a Minnesota fan. It's tough that, like, the coolest thing to happen to me in my Minnesota sports men's watching history is a fucking picture.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. On the bright side, you got like 2 more years left of enjoying them before they each force their way out of Minnesota. So enjoy it while it lasts.
Thank you. Well, this sucks now. No, you're right. Next thing. Last week, I went out to Jeremy's house. I thought we were just getting lunch. But we go to Jeremy's property, which is sweet, huge, it's amazing. It's everything you think a Jeremy Fowle property would be. There's just a trailer on it right now, and he's got like a bunch of four-wheelers that we take through the land, it's whatever. So I brought lunch out there for us. He brings out a shotgun, and is like, we're going to shoot some guns.
Let's shoot some shit.
Yep. So we just stacked logs on top of each other and then shot them from, from like up on a hill. And then shot down at it. I have one of the slugs right here that came from one of the things. And dude, you're not gonna fucking believe this. I took 6 shots and hit the log every single time.
That's pretty good, man. Is that the first time you've ever shot a gun?
Ever shot a gun not at a range? Because for Jim's bachelor party, we went and shot guns. Like we did clay pigeon shooting with pull, and we did that action.
Were you good at that?
No, I was terrible at it. Griff was really good at it, though.
I'm not good at it either. I'm 50%.
Yeah. I was like less than that, too. But I did that. I did this shooting with Pod and Jer like last Tuesday. It's now Friday. I still can't really hear out of my left ear.
Yeah, you're supposed to wear like canceling headphones.
Definitely didn't do that. And they didn't wear anything either, so I was like, okay, nah. I guess this is how we do it.
It's kind of for pussies, if we're being honest, but like you don't wear those when you're hunting.
Cowards.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm proud of you. That's the most manly thing you've done in a while.
Thank you.
I got that handgun now, so feel free to come on over anytime. We'll go out and shoot some shit.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I messaged the city of Woodbury. I was like, hey, what paperwork do I need to fill out? My dad gave me a handgun. It's registered in his name. What do I need to fill out to register it in my name? And the police department, like the sheriff, wrote back and was like, according to the Minnesota statute, blah, 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 direct family members can pass it down. You don't need to do anything. And I was like,
God damn it.
But I was like, I get it. So like, that's stupid. I don't have to do anything. Great.
Yeah.
I was like, I still feel like I'm doing something illegal. I'm like, can I just register it in my name? But like,
right.
There isn't like, I can't. And I was like, huh, this makes a lot of sense why schools get shot up so easily.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, come shoot some shit.
All right. I'm in. I went to a movie this week, and Dempsey, Pat, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, because I went and saw Deadpool vs. Wolverine by myself. That movie is so fucking good. We all need to have a watch party with it when it comes out on streaming. The opening scene is a killing scene set to Bye Bye Bye, and Deadpool does the Bye 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 dance while killing just a shitload of people. It is so awesome. I can't stress how much fun I had at the movie by myself.
You know this is Shit Happens We Drink and not the low of the week, right?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Went to a fucking movie by yourself?
Yeah.
What a loser.
What a loser. Our pets' heads are falling off.
I actually love that you did that. I forgot that.
Freedom!
Okay, so that's in theaters right now. I love Deadpool. Jackie loves Deadpool. Maybe we should try to go to that.
It's not in a lot of theaters. I had to scrounge far and wide to find it. So, yeah.
Oh, so you it's like worth, it's you worth worked watching, to go to a movie by yourself.
Yeah.
This wasn't like popped out of Lifetime. Eh, fuck it. I got an hour to kill. Go to a movie across the street.
No.
You were like, where can I be alone for 3 hours around strangers?
And it was at 9 p.m. And I was the only one in the theater, too. It was 9 p.m. on like a Wednesday.
I can't wait to give you a hug next time I see you.
I can't wait for it either. Someone talk to me. Next thing, Bill Belichick. I just saw this on Instagram. Bill Belichick and his like 24-year-old hot girlfriend dressed as a fisherman and like a mermaid for Halloween. They're like one step away from being in the
That's
carp calendar.
I thought it was Tim Walz.
No, dude, it's Bill Belichick.
That's so funny. I thought it was Tim Walz and his daughter. It's like weird. Oh my god, that's Bill Belichick and the girl.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen it, look that shit up. It is really, really funny.
So weird. His old saggy balls.
Loose skin. He's got a 5-year plan. Working at Hooters. God. Good work, Big Daddy. The carb calendar might come back. I think I found one on Amazon.
Thank God. Nice. Yeah. You could put that up. It'd fit perfectly now at Air G&G.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, I'm getting into woodworking.
Okay.
This could have been unwashed, I guess. But,
this feels like a setup. Are you going to tell me something of a dick joke at the end of this?
No, actually, I probably could have thought of one. No, I even have a picture for you. Look at these. Christmas tree decor.
Holy shit! You made those?
I did. Yeah.
Dude, if you can't see on the live YouTube feed right now, these are just really impressive, like Christmas trees that you would get at Pottery Barn or something that Pace just made. Incredible. Yeah.
There's a third one that's the biggest size, but it's clamped right now. So I don't know. I've been this should have definitely gotten washed, but like the last 4 weeks. We put Jude to bed, I've been coming in my, and like I'm done hanging out with Jackie, she goes to bed at like 9, I go to bed at like 1, so I got like 4 hours every night to kill. I've just been watching YouTube videos of like woodworking and learning things, and of course, then I'm the type of person who just goes and buys the stuff right away rather than like starting small. Yeah. And so, I don't know, yeah, it's fun though. I've been down in the basement just like making my miter cuts and gluing and just doing shit. It's kind of fun.
Oh, wow. Do you have like one of those giant, big table saws and stuff?
I just got a DeWalt table saw this week from Lowe's, courtesy of XL Energy, actually. I had enough Accelerate points banked up to pay for it, and it was on sale. I was actually going to – I had like $4.95 in Accelerate points.
Yeah.
And the gift card increments are like $25, the lowest denomination. So I was going to ask you, like, hey, can you throw me a $15 Accelerate point? Because I don't think those ones go to managers for approval.
Right.
But I wanted to get the last gift card to get to $500 even, you know?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But I was like, that seems a little unethical. I'm not going to do that. So. But yeah, I actually already had a table saw, but I got one a few years ago, and it was a really shitty Ryobi one when I just needed one to do something quick, and it sucks. So I got a good table saw now, and then like a miter saw, and jigsaw and planer and like all the shit.
Whoa, what are you, Pat? This is incredible.
That's the goal. I made like a huge list of all the type of like furniture I want to make for the house and stuff. It's just gonna hopefully be a good healthy hobby for your boy.
I can't wait to see how this turns out. I'm very in on this. Let's go.
you know, odds are I'll probably quit in about a month.
Well, yeah, but ride the momentum when we're high right now. Surf this wave. Let's get it.
What else I got? Oh, voting. Don't everyone remember to get out and vote. Been a big proponent of that since our college days when we had the organization there on campus. And I would love to say that I've done my part, but actually I went to vote on Wednesday to vote early or whatever. I got to Woodbury City Hall in the line, and I was like, oh, it's long, but I bet it goes fast. And then the people behind me asked, how long's the line? They're like, about 45 minutes right here, and I left. Yeah, I care about, like, my daughter's future, but I don't care that much to wait 45 minutes.
45 minutes?
And then I was going to go today, but now we're doing this, and then at this point, I just probably won't vote.
Oh, God damn it.
best of luck to all the candidates, I guess.
Best of luck to everyone.
I was, like, feeling really patriotic in 45 minutes, and I was like, nope, don't care.
Nope, nah, we out.
daycare fever. Oh,
I can't wait for this.
It's not as interesting as it sounds. Jackie went to pick Jude up from daycare the other day, and you know Jude has like kind of red hair. It's got like the tint of red, like how my beard gets. It's kind of gingery looking. So she like interacts with the other kids and stuff, but it's nothing like, you know, it's just normal. But there's a new baby there that also has like gingery red hair. And this is her last week in the infant room. She's about to go to the toddler room. And this new baby is only like 4 months old or something. Yeah. And apparently Jude keeps going, like crawling, walking over to the new baby. And she tries to like steal her and take her. And I guess it's like really adorable, but they keep having to like take her off of Elise and be like, no, like, you know, she's really small. But we think it's because she sees the red hair and she's like, hey, you look like me. I want you.
Right. Sister.
So, yeah. I thought that was funny.
That's great.
We're like, ah, fuck, now she needs a sibling.
Well.
Anyway. Anything else?
No, that was a good segment.
All right. We'll be right back with Peaks and Valleys. All right, we're back. Peaks and Valleys. I'm worried to hear about your low. If it's worse than going to a movie by yourself, I'm scared to find out what that is. But let's start with on a high note, Jam. What was your high of the week?
Starting off on a high note, moving in with Griff and Gretch. It's just been awesome. I've been here for a week. Love it. As we were recording the pod, Gretchen shut the door, and she said, texted me, FYI, I just closed the door so I wouldn't bug you, not the other way around. Honestly, the dream to hear the pod live. Just an incredible human being. I love Gretchen so much. It's so good living here. Everyone should get an opportunity to live with their best friends for an extended period of time. Like, later in life, rather than just doing it in college and we blew our wad so early.
I said this to you, I think, when we were maybe going for a walk last time or something, but I was like, what's the over-under on the number of weeks it takes for me to tell Jackie that I'm also moving? Bringing Dog Pound back.
Dog Pound is coming back. And speaking of, my other high of the week is Beano coming back and near Dog Pound. So fuck yeah, Beans.
Are you going to see him at all?
Yeah, me and Dempsey had some plans to watch the Gopher game, do some day drinking tomorrow. So I think Beano's obviously coming to that.
Awesome. Thanks for the invite. My high of the week. Oh, it's sweatpants season. I'm pumped about that. It's so cozy. Love wearing joggers and sweatpants. And then Treasure Island, Jackie and I went to TI on a whim last weekend on Saturday night. She had never been there before. And if you remember, we went there for like, I think it was before Hino's, the birth of Nora maybe. Uh-huh. And so you know what it was like. And I was telling her when I got back from that trip how fun it was. And because I had never been there before that either. And I was like, it was kind of just like Vegas. Like there was a swim-up bar.
Yeah.
There's like a pool swim-up bar. You could drink in the pool.
Yeah.
You
know, there was like
Lazy River live music at the casino. It wasn't just all about gambling and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we only live 35 minutes from it. I don't know how we've ever been there. We're like really close. Brought Jude over to her grandma's and she stayed the night there. And Jackie and I went to TI and got a room for the night. Anyway, we get there, up in the room, change, go down to the pool, get into the swim up bar pool, and order us two drinks, bring them back to one of those like tables they have in the pool. And Jackie, I could just see it on her face. She was like really grossed out. And then I was like, "What's wrong?" And she's like, "Just not what you described." And I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "You said it was like Vegas." And I was like, "Ah, you know, it's like the Minnesota version of it." So suffice to say, we didn't stay in the pool very long. And I look around and it was like, yeah, it's kind of white trashy, I guess. And a little weird, but so I definitely oversold it. But we had a good night, and we were down a couple hundred at the end of the night, and then Jackie hit she hit something on a slot machine, and we ended up winning $2. We netted $2 overall, so it was great.
All right. Hey, positive.
It was a good night. Mm-hmm. You're low. Snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you love sweatpants season. Very fair.
I hate the cold. I just like being able to be in sweatpants.
Yeah, you just like being comfortable. Why did it snow already? That was stupid. It was just going to rain, and then it actually just really snowed. There's like still snow on the road and stuff, and why is this happening? Why do we live here? Because there's no rattlesnakes. But it's just hate when snow comes early. Yeah, rattlesnake free. They can't survive up here. But it's still not time to turn dog pound heat on yet. We got until Thanksgiving.
I was just going to fucking mention, I meant to say that too. We do have the heat on because if it was just me and Jackie, yeah, I let the house get down to 60 degrees.
You guys love it cold.
But yeah, we got to keep it warm for Jude when she's sleeping.
Right.
So like we already got the heat cranked to 70.
Have some sleeveless hoodies if you want.
Yeah, the only good thing about snow now is, I don't know about your team, but we're allowed to work from home any day it snows. Like, we never have to do the drive-in, so I don't mind that.
Yep.
My low of the week, we bought 2 giant bags of candy from Costco for Halloween. We had 45 trick-or-treaters last night. There was 46 last year and 80 in 2022. So, I don't know, I'm worried about the kids, I guess, but...
Yeah.
We have 1.5 bags of the giant Costco candy left over. So it's not so much a low right now. It's going to be like 6 weeks from now when I finish off all that candy.
It's a future low.
Yeah. As if it couldn't get much worse, it's going to. So worried about future me.
Do you think you could woodwork yourself some dumbbells?
So it's so funny you say that. I was meant to bring this up too when I was talking about my woodworking, but when I get into something, I tend to obsess about it and go way over the top instead of just like starting small. What? And so I've also been 3D modeling all of the different projects I want to make.
Oh.
And so here, let me share my screen.
This is
with
washed.
You.
Yeah. This is washed as hell.
So I was making these speaker stands for my studio speakers here in my studio. So this black thing. And I was like, oh, that kind of looks like a dumbbell. I bet I could even use like a 2x2 in the middle and make dumbbells and make them just weigh enough. And then like, you don't have to, 'cause dumbbells are so expensive.
Yeah, they are.
So I was thinking of that.
Look at you.
Here, I'll show you some of my other projects I'll be making here. I'm making a combo workbench.
Real, real. That's cool.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh, the sofa console table. I love this idea.
Yeah. So got this mocked up. Yeah, man.
Dude, everybody needs one of those. It's so fucking smart. Like you got two cup
behind
holders
the loft
in there.
Couch.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm totally with you.
Outlets and shit. Yeah, let me know if you need anything made, man. I'll do it for free. Gives me something to do.
But it has to be when you're still riding the wave of actually doing it.
You got about a 10-day window, my friend. And it won't be good. Like, Pat does really good professional quality work.
Uh-huh.
I'm a complete amateur, so it's not going to be good. But
hey, we get what we pay for.
Let's see. I think that's it.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Oh, we got paste reviews. I do have these. Mm-hmm. So last episode, you gave me 2 of them, Carbones and Minneapolis Courthouse.
Before we do this, do you actually know how that word is pronounced?
How about we just save it and you can tell me after.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. So the first one, Carbones, a junkyard that also serves pizza. Brilliant. Not a ton of space for drop off, but still nothing like a slice of pie after saying goodbye to the old 62 Nova.
That's perfect.
Yeah, Carbones. So what about the pronunciation? Is it not that?
No, it's Carbones, but, you know.
That kind of ruins
it's Italian. It, yeah, Carbones, way better.
The other one was the Minneapolis Courthouse.
Yeah.
All right, Minneapolis Courthouse. To the judge who told me 12 years ago that I was on a dangerous path to self-destruction, you were right. That one's kind of
good.
True, is the
that one, yeah, that one kind of hits. That one really hits a lot of levels.
It was the Hennepin County Courthouse, and it wasn't the judge, it was the prosecutor. But that was a quote that was told to me. I remember sitting in the moment, I'm like, motherfucker, I've never even been arrested. This is all like stupid petty right. shit. Mm-hmm. And it turns out 12 years later, he's definitely right. But
I don't know, man. You're woodworking now. You've got a baby. You got a beautiful house, beautiful wife. He's that guy had no idea what he's talking about.
All right, do you got an establishment for next week's?
I forgot to do this. So
You can text me it offline if we want.
Yeah. I'll text it to you. I'm gonna consult the brain trust back here. We'll get Griff and Gretch on it too.
Love it. All right, man. I think that's all I had. What are you up to this weekend?
Hanging with Dempsey tomorrow? Oh, Usher's coming into town.
What?
Yeah, two nights, Saturday and Sunday. So I told Dempsey I'm probably not going to go to Usher because it's financially responsible, but that's not how I typically make decisions. So I'm probably going to go to Usher one of the nights. And tonight, Raj and I are going to go play Usher trivia at Smash Park in Roseville, which is like it's a pickleball place. And then Jack's band is playing at Kieran's. So all of those things.
Don't be a pickleball guy.
No, not a pickleball guy. But it's just like that's the bar that Usher Trivia is at.
Got it.
And if we win tickets, we can't help but go.
Absolutely. And Jack's bar at Kieran's then. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see that sauna thing he made? That was cool as hell.
Dude, we went there. We went inside the sauna. It's so fucking sweet. Griff and I were talking. Pat does a lot of really cool stuff that he builds.
Yeah.
This might be the most impressive fucking thing I've ever seen a friend build.
Yeah, I know. Well, as a woodworking connoisseur now, I was looking at that and I was just really appreciating the craftsmanship of his
Absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
I was looking at it and I was like, and honestly, I was like, yeah, I'm going to quit. I could never do this. That was really cool. Good job, Jack.
It's awesome. Dude, right? It's so good. That's how you build something, build a structure in your yard.
Yeah.
That he did not just snap that together.
Yeah, exactly. That's building a shed.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow you're hanging out with Bino?
Bino, Demps, Hen, yeah.
Sweet.
What do you got going on?
Let's see. Tonight, I think we're doing a puzzle and Lego night. So we'll sit at the table together. Jackie does a puzzle and I build a Lego set. I got a poinsettia Lego set.
Like okay.
One of those flower ones.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, 600 and some pieces, you know. A lot of woodworking type skills that you can kind of replicate there when you're building
For sure.
Legos. So really just working on the craft always. And then...
You don't got to get ready if you stay ready.
Yeah. You know, keep those skills sharp.
Yeah.
You're chiseled sharper, my friends. You know, if you know, you know. And then tomorrow, Jackie has the circus gala.
Oh.
I was right the first time. Don't tell yourself paste. The circus gala, so I'll be staying home and dadding. But, yeah.
So, do you want to come this way prior to that? When does that start? Like,
you know, I probably could because I'll earn some brownie points by doing the nighttime stuff by myself. I think she has to leave by, like, 6.
Gopher game starts at 11, so...
Oh, man.
There's going to be ample time.
Let me get back to you. She'll be home in about an hour. I'll hit you up. That does sound fun.
Yeah.
You running up the stairs?
Oh, no. We're not even going to the game. The game's away.
Even better. Now you really got me sold.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. We're just watching it somewhere.
Count me in if as long as I'm not, crashing.
Hell yeah.
I always hate this because it's like I didn't get invited and now I'm kind of just inviting myself. But...
God damn it.
All right, bud. You know what they say.
Yep.
You honk.
We drink.
Can't lose. Y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true. Bought the team and them things, we got a few. Make a scene whenever I be coming through. If you hate it, just know I'm shitting on you. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. You a hater, just know I'm shitting on you. Do 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 do. You a hater, just know I'm shitting on you.